Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, this is certainly ironic. Letitia James, if you'll remember, prosecuted Trump using the law in a way it had never been used before. She's the AG in New York for doing what? For allegedly committing fraud to get a more favorable deal on a finance regarding one of his properties. Now, as Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank went on TV and said, listen, if you applied this to all of the real estate investors in the New York area, we'd all be in prison. But it was only ever applied to Trump. Nobody else that way. That's how much of a stretch this was. But if you lie on your mortgage application to get a better rate, it's not a stretch at all for you to go to prison. Happens quite regularly. There are more cases than you can count, both of mortgage brokers, mortgage agents doing that in order to get a mortgage for their clients, and then the clients themselves lying. Why? You sign under penalty of perjury. When you lie to get a better rate, that is what is called mortgage fraud. Fraud. Isn't that what AG Letitia James prosecuted Trump for? Yeah, that's kind of a problem. One of the most classic forms of mortgage fraud is where, you know, you have your primary residence, right? And the lowest rate you're going to get on a mortgage, for the most part, is going to be on that primary residence. If you buy another house as a rental, well, that's considered a second home, and the rate is always higher because there's more risk to the mortgage company. So one of the ways people try to get around that is they'll claim their rental home as their primary residence. Do not do that. It's a felony. You can go to prison for it. People have. It's a serious crime. She did it 3 times, it appears. Once she claimed her father was her husband, sign that, penalty of perjury. Another time, she claimed her primary residence was in Virginia. Problem is, she ran for office in New York. Get this. In the weeks before the Trump trial, she did it a 3rd time, making fraudulent statements to get a better rate. Apparently not noticing or caring about the irony at all. And boy, is that ironic. So what has just happened is the Trump Department of Justice has just received a criminal referral for her. So what that is a finding that she has committed crimes and that prosecution is advisable. They don't have to take it up, but they can. Wow. Here's Jonathan Turley, who said, well, I went and looked at cases like this of mortgage fraud just to see, like, how common is it? Is it like only one person, Donald Trump's ever been prosecuted for this? Like his case? No. And by the way, remember the Trump case? The The lender that she said was defrauded testified on Trump's behalf. Do you remember? And said, no, we were good. We sent our own team in to do our own assessment. I mean, it's just opinion anyway. And they said they'd love to do business with Trump again in the future if he needed another loan. They said they were not defrauded. It didn't matter. Largest fine in New York history, $554 million. And by the time she was stopped, she was in the process of getting ready to seize and sell off Trump's properties. That it would have broken him in terms of like what his financial net worth was. They were in the process of breaking him down completely. And just weeks before she did it, she'd done appears the same thing. Here's Jonathan Turley, law professor, yesterday on Fox News.
Well, obviously, the irony is perfectly crushing. This is a person who prosecuted Trump for everything short of ripping a label off a mattress. And among the charges that were brought in New York in not just the civil but the criminal case was making false or misleading statements to financial institutions. And one of these sections, Section 1014 of the federal code, is prosecuted. It took me about 60 seconds of a search to find cases that the Department of Justice brought against people who falsely claimed that property was their principal residence in order to get loans. So this is well-tread areas for the Justice Department. As for James, if we apply the Letitia James standard that she created, there'd be little question here. This seems pretty straightforward. What the administration is saying is this was not her principal residence. In fact, as a New York elected official, she had to say that her principal residence was in New York. This was an out-of-state residence. But also, they claim that in some of these forms, she actually states that her father is her husband in order to file as a married couple. So there's a lot of those questions. And as you know, the Supreme Court just stated earlier in March in a case called Thompson that they want to see knowing false statements under sections like 1014, not just misleading statements. These are misleading statements. Either it's your principal residence or it's not.
Or it's not.
Either you're married to your father or he's your father. So this can satisfy the Thompson standard.
Meanwhile, 18 hours ago, Letitia James announced she's looking at new criminal charges for Trump, Trump's family, and everyone around Trump. You know who I think the target is here? J.D. Vance. Oh, they're going to come for him with a set of handcuffs. If he's polling well. Well, if it's somebody else polling well, it looks like they're going to move. That person will go to prison. They're not stopping. And this shows it. New York Attorney General Letitia James, should she not be in prison? By that time, or on trial herself, is scrutinizing whether insider trading took place in connection with President Trump's 90-day pause on customized reciprocal tariffs. Well, normally the way this works is evidence of a crime comes to you as the DA. You don't just go looking for evidence of crimes by people because you just don't like them. But that's what she's doing. She says she didn't have any evidence. She's just going to go check and see if anybody in Trump's family, Trump himself, Trump's circle, bought or sold stock. And she's going to haul him in and harass him. And again, I think her target's Vance. But it could be anyone around Trump. I mean, just harass. Folks, I've been telling you this. And I mean, look, while Trump's in office, he's got that immunity. Supreme Court, you know, affirmed that. I'm telling you, the second he gets in that helicopter at the end of this term and he flies off, the only question is, will they come for him with the handcuffs while he's still on the White House lawn, or will they wait till he gets to Mar-a-Lago? Because they're coming, like the hounds of hell. And they're coming for Vance, too, if that's who runs next, especially if he's popular, if he commits the sin of polling well. Now, if he does not poll well, they may leave him alone, since he's the heir apparent. But, folks, they're not done. If you're not looking at what's going on in Europe right now, from Romania to Germany, where if you lead in the polls, they just put you in prison. Look at the head of the AfD party, most popular, it's the Trump-style party in Germany, most popular party. She's convicted criminal. Well, what'd she do? Sheena said that migrants commit crimes at 40% the rate of regular Germans. Was that true? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's true. But truth is not a defense there. It's the EU-SSR now. Oh, the latest was France. Marine Le Pen, yep, criminal too. Same thing. Judge ruled she can't run. They're doing this in every country, and they're not going to stop here. So, folks, this is, understand, we are in a civil war. There's no shooting yet, but there's everything else. So who will go to prison first? People around Trump or Letitia James? Hey, at least we're in the game now. If they're going to commit crimes, we might as well send them to prison before they can send us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There. Okay, this is where it gets weird. Epstein records, probably among the most wanted disclosures there are. Everybody wants to know who the Johns are. Had to be Johns, right? I mean, they put Ghislaine Maxwell in prison for pimping the underage girls to the Johns, right? So somebody had to buy them. Makes them pedophiles. Who were they? We were told they were very powerful men at trial. We never got to find out who they were. And everyone is a criminal. So everybody wants to see the Epstein documents, whatever the FBI has on Epstein. They raided all of his homes. They've got incredible amounts of data. They've got, even got like VCR tapes. They've got digital tapes. They've got financial records. They've got an unbelievable amount of stuff. We were promised those. Huge, you know, rollout coverage, Pam Bondi promising the world. And then it didn't happen. I mean, she handed out folders, but binder. It was weird. Pam Bondi, of course, being Trump's attorney general, Trump promised he'd declassify them all. Handed out binders. Turned out it was just a bunch of stuff that's already been in the media. I mean, the whole thing was strange. Everybody's been wondering about it ever since. Well, you know, Judicial Watch, Lee, which is sort of the right wing, FOIA outfit.
I would call it conservative leaning, not right wing. That has
conservative leaning sounds good.
Yeah.
They do a fantastic job, though. I mean, they have gotten to the bottom of so many things we would not know if it were not for them. has been, you know, since Trump took office, they've been trying to get these documents for years and years and years, but they've renewed their efforts, filed all new FOIAs, both with the Department of Justice and with the FBI. And demanding, you know, response by certain dates, which is what you do with FOIA. Hey, okay, we need a response by here. We need a week from now. We would like to know, you know, what are your plans? What is your timeline for giving us this information? It's public information. They can't get the Trump administration to play ball. Is that weird or what? I mean,
yeah,
they can't even.
Strange.
I know. They can't even get a response. And you know what is weird about that? And maybe there's an explanation. I hope that there is. You know what's weird about this? It's like it doesn't matter who's in charge or who's in office. It seems like they can get to anyone. And, you know, you figure, well, this is Democrat corruption. You know, we'll figure it out later. Well, you know, we'll figure it. Trump will get in office. And Trump did, you know, many times promise that they would let these out.
Yeah. So you would assume that it doesn't involve him.
Yeah. And here's why I've always assumed that. Okay. I know I'm going to get that text. Oh, it's probably because, you know, Trump has flown on the Epstein plane before. We know that. And some people, Democrats mostly, have theorized, oh, you know, Trump's in there. I don't think Trump is. And here's why. Because they would have released it to stop
him.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, and if they had to ruin, you know, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton in the process, Democrats have been more than happy to do it. That whatever it took, they were going to. So, I mean, I think we'd have seen it if Trump's in there. There's no way they would have protected Trump. Not in any universe would they have ever protected Trump. They would have loved it if he was in there. So I don't think that's it. I really don't. Here's Tom Fitton, head of Judicial Watch, just exasperated, talking about, well, I'm going to have to sue them.
Hey, everyone. Judicial Watch just sued for the Epstein records. We want the list, the client list, pretty much any document the Justice Department or the FBI have about this scandal. We asked for the records, and we've been getting the runaround from both the Justice Department and the FBI. So the best way to ensure all the records are turned over is to sue in federal court, and that's where we are now. We want to know what records there are. If there are any that we can't have, why not? Where do they search for the records? All that basic information. And it's well past time for the American people to get the full truth about this big scandal.
Now, here's what's interesting. He's not just getting the runaround on the records themselves, he said, but you know, the head of the New York office there who had possession of the records was supposed to hand them over, said he had, did not tell the truth. There were more. And he was summarily pushed out soon after. In fact, he hired a bagpipe player for him, you know, when he's walking out of the building, as if he's some sort of hero or something.
Yeah. These people are
weird. They're incredible. And so, you know, after that, Bondi and then Kash Patel were screaming and yelling that they, well, you know, we're going to get them. You know, we're going to get these people. They lied to us. They, you know, they misled us. All of that. Okay, well, Judicial Watch asks for all of the communications between Kash Patel, his staff, Pam Bondi, her staff, and the District of New York. They're trying to understand what happened there. I mean, it was so weird, right? I mean, you got to think people are going to ask questions. They can't get those either. They can't get the communications. They can't get the Trump administration to play ball. They can't get anything. What is going on?
How far
with this?
Up does this go?
Very.
I mean, this has got to be international in scope.
Here's James Dennehy. I just want to play this for you. He's walking out of the New York office. He's got, you know, his box because he's leaving. They've offered him the option. We're either going to fire you. This is right after the Epstein thing, or you can quit. So he took the quit option. Listen to this.
An extraordinary scene outside of the New York FBI office in the last hour. Assistant director in charge, James Dennehy, who was forced to resign under pressure this week, left the building to cheers from hundreds of his colleagues.
Yeah, the guy who covered up the pedophiles.
Yeah, they were cheering for him, not for his exit. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, look, when you say how high up does this go, there is that you should look this up. This is mind-blowing. The Wall Street Journal, about 2 years ago, got a hold of a segment of Epstein's calendar. And like, so it had all of the appointments and where he was. He would meet people a lot at this condo that he had, which is, it was not condo like you and I think of. It was this very big, elaborate condo that he had. that was one of the places where we learned from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial that the girls were prostituted. So going to the condo could mean you're doing some sort of business, or it could mean you're doing some sort of business. In that segment of the calendar were multiple appointments with William Burns, who then became Joe Biden's CIA director. Now, here's what's weird about that. This was after Epstein was convicted in Florida on the kid prostitution charges. Got a slap on the wrist because he's a Democrat in good standing. So, you know this guy's a pedophile and you go meet with him anyway. You know who else was on that segment of the calendar? Bill Gates was all over it. And we already know he's had extensive connections with Epstein. So, you're talking about that level of people, head of the CIA. Hanging out with Epstein. Oh, William Burns said, by the way, he went to him for financial advice. Because, there are not that many financial advisors in New York. They're exactly. Very hard to find, really. Especially good ones. Yeah. So, we can understand, right? Got to go with the guy selling the little girls.
Well, Fenton's not the only one that's getting stonewalled. Of course, you got Senator Marsha Blackburn, who's been trying to get the records of the flight logs. Just the flight logs. Which are public information.
Yeah.
Can't get that.
And the weirdness never stops. Remember, Congress can subpoena those. Senate can subpoena those. But remember, she was blocked by the Democrats. Yeah. Screaming and yelling about that.
Wasn't it Senator Durbin?
Blocked
Rush Limbaugh used to call him.
And then he lied about it. He's like, no, I didn't block her. And then later admitted, okay, he did. Well, why? Why would you block that? But you know what the real scandal is here? You want to know who's going to pay besides the Johns. We get this, and the FBI had it. It means they protected those Johns. That is going to be a massive scandal for the FBI. So, by the way, go ahead.
Like they need another scandal.
just throw it on the pile, yes, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, throw it on the pile. So, but here's what's interesting. There have been FBI insiders supposedly have info that what is actually going on is they have the documents and they're sifting through them and redacting them. I'm talking about enough files to fill like a semi truck, and they're just processing them and they're going to let them out. So maybe it has something to do with that. Maybe they're not hiding it. Maybe they're just sifting through it. Supposedly there's a team going through it. It's been on multiple podcasts. There's been, a former FBI whistleblower by the name of Kyle's. It's a long story, but he's been saying that. So maybe that's the explanation. But I don't know why they wouldn't just respond to the Judicial Watch filings then, instead of gaffing them off Biden style. It's all weird. Tariff rollout. Turmoil. Yeah. Is it affecting Trump? No. Media calls it turmoil. In fact, that's the headline. This UK Daily Mail article, Trump hits record high approval rating amid tariff turmoil. They're pulling this now. Yep, hitting at 54%, equaling his all-time high. Wow. Now, here's the part. This is why I'm bringing this up. Because there's something going on with young people that we have never seen before. If you look back through polling history, you take 18 to 29s, a majority of them always vote Democrat. When you poll them, they always say, yeah, I support the Democrat parties. They get older, reality hits. They tend to shift more to Republicans. It's been going on that way in America for a very long time. Not now. Not anymore. Part of the reason that Trump is so popular right now is because he's so popular with 18 to 29-year-olds. You want to know what his approval rating is with them? 64%. That just doesn't happen. We don't have a history of that. 64%. He is the most popular with the youngest set of voters. Every other age group put his approval rating in the 50s, so he's popular. But with them, it's over the top. 65 plus, Trump's at 54%. Again, 18 to 29, he's at 64. Are you seeing this in your own home? I am. And of course, he continues to do better with men than women. Trump's approval rating sits at a staggering 61% with men, 47% among women. It's a 14-point difference. And while white voters gave Trump an approval rating of 57%, he's still doing really well with Hispanic and black voters. Now, Hispanic voters given him 46%. Black voters put him at 43%. That's very high for black voters. Democrats usually carry in the high 80s percentile of black voters. So these are huge problems for Democrats. By the way, separate poll from Yale. Tell me you think Yale, right? I mean, these kids are liberal. You expect them to be liberal. You'd be surprised if they're not liberal. You'd think they all hate Trump, right? No. New poll out of Yale. Youth poll conducted on campus. This is poll of Republicans versus Democrats. 18 to 21-year-old. Get this. Plus 12 Republican. That is, folks, that's unthinkable. 22 to 29, so this would be students, graduate students. It starts to arc back into Democrat plus 6. That's still not good for Democrats. They need a much bigger share of that. These kids love Trump. They're Republicans. And folks, that should be absolutely... So it's not just Trump. It's also some of this is rubbing off on Republicans, even though they're shysters. Republicans need to treasure that. And I just don't think Congress gets it. We're going to about to have a test of that. And folks, this right here is the battle for the future. OK, to see if these kids who love us now, who are getting the message of freedom, who are against oppression, who want Americans living in America, not murderers and MS-13 gang members, who want opportunity, who want to thrive, run up against Lindsey Graham, who is now writing, unfortunately, the budget for the Senate and the House. Here's the test. If we don't cut this government, as Ray Dalio has been telling us, billionaire hedge fund manager, he was out again warning this week about the debt death spiral. We are headed into it. We will crash. You can see that in the bond market. Bond market right now is a very scary thing. Headline, White House to add, this is the test, White House to ask Congress to claw back funding from NPR and PBS, that's $1.1 billion, and another $8 billion for USAID. Just claw it back. We cut it, doors to USAID, shut down, can't go in there. We moved the Border Patrol in there to block, in part, these USAID lunatics who were funding horrific and awful things all over the world, but made people hate us. We don't need drag shows in India. Thanks. They're not down with that. That's not their culture. We don't need to shove that in their face. Will Republicans do it? Will they pass it? It's called a rescission. Trump's sending it to them. $9 billion. This is a test. Guess what? It could pass the House and the Senate with 51 votes. No excuses. No pretending Democrats, you know, made Democrats tank this. Will this pass? They say this is the first rescission bill of many. This is a test. And I love that the Trump team picked NPR and PBS. Will Republicans defeat a bill to defund NPR and PBS? This is the put up and shut up. Because folks, if we don't start making cuts, do you see the bond market? Yeah. But we folks, we don't have people to buy these treasuries. Lindsey Graham thinks he's going to sell to fund $2 trillion worth of unfunded budget every year. We don't have, Lindsey Graham thinks we're just going to continue having a party. We'll print it. We'll borrow it. So plenty of people buy our bonds. No, we have to cut. We have to cut. So this is Trump throwing the gauntlet down, seeing if he can get Congress to realize the party is over. You cannot break the back of the American consumer with inflation, with spending, and with debt anymore. It has to stop. By the way, they're saying there'll be more rescission packages after this. The first one's $9 billion. Not a lot of money. Let's see if they can do it. What do you think? They're going to do it?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.